VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko is demanding that police find and punish the killers of anti-corruption activist Katerina Hanzyuk. Hanzyuk died Sunday, 3 months after she was severely burned in an acid attack. She underwent 11 operations after the attack. Police have the alleged attacker in custody, but they say they still do not know who ordered the attack. The 33-year-old Hanzyuk was a senior official and anti-corruption activist in the major southern port city of Kherson. Hundreds gathered outside the Interior Ministry in Kiev on Sunday in her memory. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is resuming denuclearization talks with North Korea this week in New York.
We haven't had any missile tests. There have been no nuclear tests. We've had the returns of American remains. These are all good steps. We're continuing to negotiate with the North Koreans to achieve what President Trump set out, the full denuclearization verified by the United States of the Korean Peninsula, and then a brighter future for the North Korean people.
Pompeo on Sunday said he'll be meeting with the North's number two official, Kim Jong-chul. He called the coming talks a, quote, good opportunity to move towards specifics of when and how North Korea might end its nuclear weapons program. He also said there will be no, quote, economic relief until we have achieved our ultimate objective, the end of North Korea's nuclear program. Sri Lanka's president on Sunday ordered parliament to reconvene November 14th. He said lawmakers will get the chance to hold a confidence vote on the nation's former strongman, who's been named prime minister. The president dismissed the prime minister and his cabinet last month and replaced him with former strongman President Mahinda Rajapaksa. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader says the Islamic Republic is the, quote, victorious party after nearly 40 years of confrontation with the United States. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's remarks came on the eve of the anniversary of the 1979 takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, and a day after the Trump administration announced that it was restoring all U.S. sanctions lifted as part of the Iran nuclear deal. Those sanctions covering Iran's shipping, financial, and energy sectors take effect Monday. Khamenei says the U.S. has waged military, economic, and propaganda wars against Iran over the last four decades, but has failed to dominate it in the way it did before the 1979 Islamic Revolution that ousted a pro-Western monarchy. He says the U.S. is weaker now than it was in 1979, making Iran the victor.
Armed groups in Cameroon's restive English-speaking regions have been attacking and chopping off fingers of workers of the country's second-largest employer, the Cameroon Development Corporation, in what has been described as renewed efforts to destabilize the Central African state ahead of Tuesday's inauguration of President Paul Biya, who's been in power for 36 years. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from the English-speaking southwestern town of Tiko.
Four men and two women were rushed to the government hospital Saturday in the English-speaking southwestern town of Tiko. The six are workers of a rubber plantation near Tiko, owned by the Cameroon Development Corporation. The CDC runs banana, palm oil, and rubber plantations in Cameroon's troubled southwest and northwest regions. In August, the agro industry said that more than 6,000 of its 20,000 workers had fled sporadic attacks, killings, and kidnappings from armed separatists seeking an independent English-speaking state.
Hundreds of Central American migrants from a 4,000-member caravan winding its way through southern Mexico toward the U.S. border splintered off on their own over the weekend after broken promises of bus transportation. Caravan organizers have pleaded for buses in recent days after 3 weeks on the road. They're about 1,100 kilometers south of the U.S. border. President Trump ordered American troops to the border in response to the caravans. More than 7,000 troops have been told to deploy to the states of Texas, Arizona, and California. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.